Joining us this morning, El Paso County Sheriff Bill Elder. Sheriff, it has been months, it feels like. It has been months, hasn't it?
It does. The Wednesdays that I'm supposed to be in here have been right in the middle of the holidays.
The holidays.
Thanksgiving
exactly.
and Christmas.
Well, hopefully you and your family had a fantastic holidays. Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year. Yeah, seems a little late for that even.
I know. But we have a lot to catch up to.
And we
do. Catch up on. So let's start with the inmate death that happened over the weekend. And now 10 deputies have been placed on administrative leave. Colorado Springs Police Department is taking over this investigation. And is this a use of force? Is this a new policy?
No, it's not really a new policy. It's just we're starting to apply the use of force policy that has always been in place in law enforcement to the detention side of our house. Any time that we have a use of force incident that results in death, we're just finding that it's a lot more transparent to involve the DFIT team, the Deadly Force Investigation Team. They will get an actual better look on it. This actually is not the first time this has happened. We've employed them on a couple of others in the past. It just hasn't made so much news. And this one made news because there were actually 10 deputies involved. We'll be releasing the video footage of the area where this incident took place here pretty soon, and people will understand exactly why the use of force was employed, why it was absolutely necessary. But we're going to let the police department go through the rest of their interviews and go through the process of investigating it, and it is all a matter of public transparency.
Okay, and it sounds like, I know you can't release much details right now while this investigation, but it sounds like the inmate was already in the medical ward.
The inmate was in the medical, okay. This all occurred in the medical ward, okay. And it all occurred right directly in front of the cameras. You can see almost everything going on in the process, and you know we've reviewed the video already. I feel fairly comfortable with the way it looks, and it's just a matter of waiting for this process to play out. And like I say, this isn't the first time we've done it. We've done this actually several times using this same DFIT team to do these investigations. It's just a good policy to be more transparent with the community on what's going on.
And that's, and like you've mentioned, it goes back and forth. Like if something with CSPD, say, happens or Fountain, then somebody else would step in.
Exactly. It doesn't always have to be an officer involved shooting that employs this. Anytime that there is force applied to take someone into custody or to deal with somebody that's in custody and a death occurred, 90% of the time, the coroner's office is going to rule that the manner of death is homicide. There are contributing factors to some of these, and that's what we're going to be looking at is what were the contributing factors, and was the appropriate, necessary, and reasonable force employed to maintain custody of this person.
And do we know a time frame yet for when the video might be released, or is that kind of up to CSPD while they're doing the investigation?
A lot of it is going to depend on how fast it moves. The issue in the jail is we don't have to wait a long time for people to get there. Within seconds, we had a number of other jail staff on scene to help control the individual. And so it's going to take them a while to work through the interviews and to process the evidence and what have you. And as soon as we can, we'll release it.
Okay.
So we'll know something by the end of the week.
Perfect. Okay. Sheriff, I want to jump to you really quick. And I know you've been following this story, and I'm sure you've spoken with the Jefferson County Sheriff as well. Kind of, I guess, in my opinion, startling to hear that they are letting inmates out early. There was 20 let go over the weekend. Apparently, 50 more were let go overnight. And this is all because of budget cuts in Jefferson County. They are shutting down an entire floor at the Jefferson County Jail. And I asked you, what was the first thing I asked you when you came in? Can this happen here?
Right. Well, and the reality is that it could. It absolutely could happen here. In Jefferson County, they cut Sheriff Schrader's budget by $5.5 million. They did not have enough funding to fulfill everything. There were every county office in Jefferson County got a cut.
Okay.
Well, the same thing would happen here if we had a budget shortfall. And the interesting thing is we actually sit on a bit more of a precarious tax base in El Paso County because the majority of El Paso County's taxes are based on sales taxes. The majority of taxes in all other Class 1 counties throughout the state, and El Paso County is the largest of the group, all those counties base their taxes, have a heavy tax base on property taxes. And property taxes, since they're collected in arrears and they're budgeted in arrears from that, you get a long time, a couple of years to identify the dips and the rises in taxes. With sales tax, if our economy starts to fail, we're going to feel sales tax right away. We're going to see car sales slip. We're going to see all of the consumables slip. And so we're going to see those sales tax revenues drop quickly. So by the end of a quarter, we could see a pretty rapid change in the county's income tax base.
And so, again, that is, it makes it absolutely possible that something like this could
happen. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to do everything we possibly can to lower the dependency on our tax by reducing the number of inmates in our jail without having to go through and just make arbitrary releases of inmates. And we've been really, really successful because we've employed a number of different projects that have done that.
Okay, so let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, Sheriff, let's talk about some of those projects that the Sheriff's Office and the county has put into place to try and reduce that jail population. So we'll have more with El Paso County Sheriff Bill Elder coming up on KRDO News Radio. This morning, we are talking with El Paso County Sheriff Bill Elder. And Sheriff, before the break, we were talking about watching kind of what's going through Jefferson County, and you were explaining the difference between we are sales tax-based here, where other counties are property tax-based, and we absolutely could see what's happening in Jefferson County happen here. But also, we wanted to start talking about what strides the Sheriff's Office and the county is doing to address the jail population, because it was way overpopulated there for a bit.
You bet. There was times in August of 2018 where we were over 1,800 inmates. We spent the majority of 2018 with an average daily population of 1,750 inmates. And when we were over 1,800, the jail is bursting at its seams, and it creates a lot of safety and concerns with staff and with inmates. And so we put into place a number of different initiatives in late 2018, early 2019. The county added personnel to their pretrial release formula, their pretrial release project. Mm-hmm. We put in place about 10 different projects. Now, each one of them has a very minor effect, but cumulatively, it makes a big difference on our population.
Because the population is going down now.
Exactly.
Okay.
The population today, right now, I just looked, is 1,490.
That's a drastic drop.
That's a drastic drop. Yeah. And we have spent the majority of 2019 under 1,500. And I'll knock on wood that our projects are coming in place. The county has added additional people to pretrial release. And what that does is it helps us move out people who are very low risk, that are pretrial confinement, that maybe can't pay a cash bond but have other means of being able to secure their appearance. And so far, it's been very effective.
Okay.
We're not just turning people out
just
to lower the numbers. We're working with moving inmates off to DOC, moving inmates to other jails that we're temporarily holding them for. We're lowering the number of parole people that we're holding without additional charges. If they don't come in with felony charges, we don't want to hold them. That just takes up bed space. And so we're concerned about that. We're working with the local judges on lowering the average length of stay, which over the last 5 years has grown from 30 days as an average length of stay to 34 days.
Okay.
And if you think of it as a hotel, the longer people stay, the less day beds that you
Correct.
Have available in the facility. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to do everything we can to lower that number. Because the last thing I want to do is stand in front of the voters and say, I need another jail, and oh, by the way, it's $125 million to build one and another $50 million a year in personnel. We're being successful at this. We're down to some safe numbers in the facility. Our goal is to get it back to in the 1,200 range.
Right, right.
And we're hoping to do that in the next year.
And I really quick, Sheriff, before we're up against the clock, but I also know, and it's really, I would say, become a passion of yours over the last, especially year or so, but addressing the mental health.
It is.
And not putting them in jail, but getting them the help they need and your Beacon team.
Right. Our Beacon team and the city's crisis response teams, that is all part of our addressing the mental health issue. Mm-hmm. But it also helps us drive down the numbers in the jail. If we're not putting people in jail for mental illness reasons and getting them treatment, we're just getting ready to launch a major initiative, a partnership between the sheriff's office in our jail resources and county health and a couple of other big private groups and hospitals in order to put together a mental health initiative that will have a dramatic effect on our community, not just the jail and not just the sheriff's office, so that the jail doesn't become the de facto mental health treatment facility in the county. We need to do better at how we deal with acute mental illness, and putting them in jail is not the answer.
And do we have any kind of timeline of when it'll be announced, kind of that project or
no? We've been working on it now for probably 6 months.
Okay.
We've been working really hard. We now have some project managers in place from a couple of different areas. We think that now some of the discussions are going to ramp up, and we're excited about the potential of where we're headed. With some of the other opportunities that are popping up locally, we think we've got a lot of things in place that a lot of other communities really wish they had.
Okay. Well, look forward to that then, that formal announcement. El Paso County Sheriff Bill Elder, great seeing you. Happy New Year, even though it's, you know, almost January's over.
You too. You too,
and we'll
Renee.
See you next month.
All righty.
Okay. It is at 7:52 now, KRDO's morning news.